It is 2:45 in the morning on Thursday, August 4th now, I guess. I just spent the past hour trying to record. It just didn't come together. Just one of those days that it all just fucking falls apart. I don't know. It's tough. I keep trying to get ahead on audio releases so this doesn't happen, so I'm not, you know, recording the day that I promised these audios, but you know, I just getting up, stuck in traffic for 4 hours. I'm sitting in my car, taking voice notes for Twitter and trying to plan out audios for the week. And then I get home and I've got just life. It's hard sometimes. I'm so grateful for the blessing to be able to do this. And I think I really am good at it. It's just hard. It's hard to care for myself and my dad and everything else. Tex could not come out today and play. I just couldn't make it happen. Couldn't hold the character. Sucks because normally I'm good at that. Normally that's not the problem. Normally the problem is, you know, lines sounding awkward or doing hiccup retakes and stuff like that, but today I would just start sentences, or I'd lose the accent, and I would start sentences and then realize that it wasn't sexy, or I'd just lose the accent, or I couldn't remember what I just said, and I would repeat myself on the re-listen and delete the whole thing, go again, do it again. I don't know. I sometimes think how I wish I had, like, a vocal director to just, like, give me the lines. Obviously, that's silly. It'd be so expensive, and I'm not that talented. It would make things easier. Just like hiring editors. Good Lord. It's the nicest thing in the world. Editors aren't cheap, and I can't afford it for all of them, but oh man, it's so good. I've got editors working on some audios coming out in a week or two. I'm so excited. I don't even know if I'll post this. This is just me rambling, I guess. Tried taking little breaks, play Marvel Snap. Designed a little stream overlay. I don't know. If you listen this far and you got this far and you have an artist or songs that you like, feel free to DM me or leave them in the comments. I want to put a playlist together on Saturday before we do a little comfy stream on Sunday. I think I'll turn the stream into like a casual AMA too. Just talk and answer questions. Maybe play some House Flipper. I don't know. I thought of an audio for a series I'm really excited about. Posted on Twitter that I'm going to do some harder MDOM stuff this month, and it's true. I'm going to start the series this month. Actually, I think I might just start the series on Saturday, depending on how busy I am tomorrow night. I don't know. I don't know. It's funny. I feel like I have no place to complain. I just come on microphone and everyone's happy. I don't know if you're going to hear it. I'm about to move my microphone. Lean back. Thank you. for my face on Sunday. Full stream with it, or full stream with a little icon. Oh man, I think that's what I'll do. I'm gonna put a little blanket PNG over my comfy little guy. Do some House Flipper and some Marvel Snap. Maybe I'll break up one of the games I'm competitive at. Wow, y'all, with my incredibly lame gamer skills. Oh, man. I gotta clear my Steam names, too. Can't be doxing myself. Everyone's playing Baldur's Gate 3, but I just don't have time for games like that between Patreon and work and personal commitments. Although I do love games like that. I don't know. Maybe we play a dating sim on stream or something Monday. That'd be fun. A KFC dating sim or something like that. I wish I could stream horny games. I actually really like them. I know there's like this cliche and stigma against it, but some of them are actually quite good. Some of them are really, really well written. Last Sovereign in particular, but I'm pretty sure Twitch might not be okay with a really intense breeding sub theme. Maybe I'll stream on YouTube, actually, thinking about it. Maybe that's smarter. I don't know. Something to think about. Well, I'm certainly not going to get better at recording the later I stay up. So I'm going to call it quits. Chalk up today as a bit of a failure. And when I get home from work tomorrow, in fact, I'm going to take a short day. When I finish with work tomorrow, I'm going to record the text audio. I'm going to edge so I'm in the zone, and at least it's hot, no matter what I do. And then I'm going to get the second Hyperion book prepped and ready. That won't be hard. Although I do really want to nail it. And then finish getting my stream set up. Record the hard MDOM. Contact some of my collaborators for what's coming out next week. And try to bulk record again. Get ahead of the curve. So I'm not recording last minute anymore. I just got so slammed with work when I got back from New Orleans, it just completely ruined my schedule. I mean, hell, I didn't even post my schedule till Tuesday. I was so behind. Getting emails from my boss. Are you caught up on this? Are you caught up on this? Are you caught up on this? Like, they didn't send me to New Orleans. Like, they're not the reason I'm behind on my work. I really like doing those Kink Week audios. I might do more of them. I think I will do more of them. One day. Okay. I'm gonna go cuddle up with a cat and watch a YouTube video about international geopolitics. Oh, I do want to announce this, actually. I'm making a big post about it on Sunday, but I'm probably going to hit 100 patrons before the two-month mark, which is so fucking amazing. I'm like blown away by that. It's so incredible. So, we're going to hit 100 patrons soon, and I think I'm going to do a giveaway. I think every tier that you're subbed to is one entry, so anyone listening to this would get three. I'm going to do five short little thank you note customs. You know, not like full scenario role plays and things like that, but just a little one-on-one, you know, DM you what you're, you know, do you want to ask ask me questions? Do you want me to tell you about my day? Do you want me to do a little sleepy time thing for you? You know, what could I put into 5 minutes of a quick little thank you note? Could I do? And then do a big one for the community. Maybe an AMA. Maybe a little short, you know, first 100 patrons, this is the gang, this is the squad. Here's me saying thanks for being a part of that. I should send that to patrons who have canceled their subscription too. Whether it was finances or maybe I just wasn't doing enough content for them, although I think I make the most content out of everybody. All the bigger creators on the platform. Am I a bigger creator? I don't know if I'm a bigger creator. I guess I'm bigger. I'm probably above the average, but what am I saying? I have over 10,000 people on Reddit. I'm probably in that category. And a scriptwriter DM'd me that they were flattered that I liked their script. Just crazy. My enjoyment of something should not be an indicator of its quality. I like depraved shit. Truly. You guys have seen my kink list. I'm a fucking freak, you know? But it's cool to see that people value my horny, degenerate ass opinions. Anyways, yeah, I'll send that out to everybody. Just a thank you AMA. Post it on Soundgasm or something. But yeah, little mini giveaway for 100 subs or 100 patrons. That'll be fun. I'm talking to one of the paid platforms also. They're trying to reach out. I don't think I'm going to do it. They won't let me give access to my patrons. They won't let me cross-post to y'all. And the way I think about it right now is that I don't want to make any paid content that y'all can't hear if you're paying me. Especially if you're paying me $15. I'm not going to fucking make anything that you don't get to hear. There's no point to that, you know? I would consider it maybe if it's... I mean, I'm not even consider it. Like, if it's like a... I'm currently in talks with someone to do like a 4.5 hour long audiobook that'll be sold separately. I'm one of a few people they're talking to. Obviously, I can't expect them to take a paid physical piece of media and give it to all my patrons, but... Even then, you know, we're talking... One of the things that I put in the negotiations when they asked for my requests was, you know, I want the first 3 chapters to be free for, you know, or at least to let me post the first 3 chapters to my Patreon. And they seemed cool with that. I don't think that was a deal breaker. In fact, I think they just thought it was free marketing. But, no, I don't like this exclusivity where you guys can't hear the content that I'm making. I'm never going to do that. You're supporting me with your money. You know, you're the people that have turned this silly little hobby into something that has... Oh, man. Brought me a lot of joy in a really hard time of my life. I'm not going to put content somewhere that you guys can't find it. Not be silly. I'm rambling, and I'm tired, and Tex needs to come out and play tomorrow so that you guys can have Tex to enjoy by the time you're done with dinner. That's my goal. I want the audio out before dinner's over, EST. It's going to be a bit of a sprint, and I might not make it, but I'm going to do my goddamn best. I promise you that. And if I decide to post this, which I'm thinking I won't, it'll be in the morning before I go to my meeting. Well, whenever you're listening to this, if it's the morning of, hope you have a good morning. If it's sometime in the future, and I haven't deleted this, even if I did put it up, I hope you enjoy this little peek into my mind. Anyways, good night. Time to read about feudal era Japanese warring families.